Mio ben chayrin the mishalim kofral piyatzmai vaya ben chayrin such a chiv that if you would admit that Yoshua killed somebody, there's a parasha of kofar. And kofar sometimes you pay al piyatzmai because kofar is not called a kenas. Kofar kufra kapora. You have to pay even though you admit it. Ve'chidami, where's the case talking about? The yasi sadi v'yasi debay the kotel. Adam come and say, we know that Yoshua killed somebody. But the loyadi, we do not know, the Adam did not know, itam heavy, imuad heavy. The Adam were not sure whether your, were not sure if your shore was a tam or a muad, if you really have to pay the kofar or not. The yoma more the muadu. And now the owner himself comes in the midst and says, yes, I admit that's a muad. To mishalem kofar al piyatsum, in such a case you would have to pay kofar al piyatsumai. So since it's possible to pay kofar al piyatsumai, then heicha the lek Adam, in a case like here, where there's no Adam at all that Yoshua killed somebody, just you're admitting that Yoshua killed somebody, mishalim damim. Then the luck would be you have to pay damim. But gavi eved by neved, sheinu mishalim knas, al piyatsumai dechiyav, if Yoshua kills an eved, to pay shloshim, you never have to pay al piyatsumai, because knas, you never have to pay if you're the one that admits it, vechi dami, where would be the case? The Asi Adim. If Adim came, the Asi the Bay the Kotel. If Adim came and said, we know that Yoshua killed an Eved. It's only that we are not sure, we do not know if Yoshua is a Tam and then you're part of a Ben Shloshim, or was Yoshua a Muad and Schaim to pay Shloshim. And now the Yom Mamorid, the master himself, the owner himself, comes and admits and says, Muad who, that my Shah is a Muad. So we know now he has to pay Shloshim because of the master himself. The case is still the owner is potter, because there's the klal you never have to pay knas al piyatsmai. Maidib knas is always potter. If so, hey chodeleke edim. In a case by our case, there's no edim at all that Yoshua killed an eved. It's only that you're admitting it. In such a case, that's what the price means. You don't have to pay damim, since there's never a case that you can be maidib yourself to pay the shloshim. Therefore, you don't have to pay the damim. And this thing more says, Mosir Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shechayim Ben Chorin, Chayim V'Yevet. Any time that there's a Chiyiv by a Ben Chorin, if your Shah kills the Ben Chorin, you Chayim, is Chayim V'Yevet also. Ben B'Koifer, Ben B'Misa. Whether it's B'Koifer, whether it's B'Misa. So any time if your Shah kills the Ben Chorin, so the same Malach applies when it kills an Eved, that you Chayim, whether it's Koifer, whether it's Misa. For the Gemara, Koifer V'Yevet Mi'ika. Where is the chiyuv kofar if your eved kills an, if your shah kills an eved? If your shah kills an eved, there's never a chiyuv to pay kofar. Elo rather elolav damim. Doesn't mean to say, it means damim. So here you see there is a case that you have to pay damim for your, if your shah kills an eved. The word says, ikadiyami, some say, who most of loy v'mafarakli. He asked the question and he himself answers it. That Ika the army some may say like this, Oh Malay Rabba Hochi Katani. This is where Rabbi answered back. Really Rashi explains that the Kashri is if you say someone paying the Domin, so Rashi says the Katani, here the writer says that Kol Shachai Beben Churin Chayiv Yevin. Anytime you chayiv for payment of a Ben Churin, you also chayiv a Beyevin. Says so, the Chivon the Yarm Ben Churin after Yatsu Mishalim Domin, since you want to tell me that by a Ben Churin, you have to pay Domin if you admit. If so, am I katoni like Rabbi Yevad? Then Mishalim Apiyatsmoi. So then, what's it say then by Nevad? You don't have to pay Apiyatsmoi. Here, the Bryce says that anytime you have to pay for Ben Churin, you have to pay for Nevad. So if you say it's talking about Domim, it won't come out good. So this thing more says, he answered back like this. That Ika the army, some say, Omale Rabba, Rabba said, Hoch katoni. This is the way it should be learned in the Bryce, though. That Kol Shechayim be Ben Churin be Kavona Apiyadim, Kaifer, any time that Yoshua kills a Ben Churin through Adim, that if Adim saw Yoshua kill a Ben Churin, that the Loch Riz the Baal Asher has to pay Kaifa. So Chayiv B'Eved Knas. In such a case, if Adim saw the way Yoshua killed an Eved, so also the Baal Asher, if it's a Muid, would have to pay Knas, the Shloshim. V'chol Shechayiv B'Ben Churin, Shalai B'Kavona Api Adim Domim, but any time there's a Chiyiv, that if Yoshua killed a normal person, a Ben Churin, and they didn't have Kavona to kill him. So in such a case, since the Shor didn't have Kavona, the Shor is not Chayiv Skila. Since the Shor is not Chayiv Skila, it's true, the owner does not have to pay Kaifa. but still there's a chiyuv of damin. Is damin damin? Shogavon of the edim is damin. Damin chayiv, you have to pay damin. Is so be eved shloy be kavona piyedim. In a case where your shor killed an eved without kavona and there were eidim there, damim. That's the case. Also, you have to pay damim. Reinach nami al piatzma, you never have to pay by knas. Knas moed be knas is potter. The brisa doesn't mean to say you always have to pay the shloishim. Just it just means to say it was done with eidim, then you have to pay. And you have to pay domim then. Then you have to pay domim the value of the shor, or the value of the eved. Omalei Ravus, Ravus said, Naki Hochi, if so, Eishoi Shalai, the Kavona, Piedim, Nishalim domim. If so, if your Eish killed somebody, you lit a fire and it killed somebody without Kavona, so should also have to pay domim. Should have to pay then the value of it. If your Eish killed somebody, should have to pay the value of it. Just like your shor does a shloi b'kavono, it should be the same halacha by Eish. Eish is your mammon. So if your Eish, you lit a fire, and a fire went and burns up somebody without kavono, you should also, even though you put it from Isam, but you should have to pay, there's no chiyuv kaifrida, you should have to pay the value of the mace. Samar says, Umanole the Rava, Umanole the Rava, the Lema Shalim. Like, what's the Bikasha? How do you know to say, how does Rava know to say, you don't have to pay, maybe you do have to pay? See, Lema, if you want to tell me Midatanan, we learn like this. If you have your kid, your animal that was tied up, the eved samachloi, and you had an eved nearby, and you lit a fire, and the fire burnt everything, it burnt down the field, and it burnt this kid, and it also burnt up the eved, so it says, chayiv, it says you chayiv to pay the money. What about eved? Because even though you killed an eved, you put it from Isa. Because the Eved, the Bardas, should have run away. Since the Eved didn't run away, you're potter from Isa. What about Eved Kofos? Let's say the Eved was tied up, so he couldn't run away. Ogdi Samachlan, there was a kid next to it. Venis Rafimai, now you burnt up the Eved and the kid. Halacha is potter. You're potter because we say, come live with the Rabbine. Since you killed the Eved, you chayiv Misa for that, therefore you're potter from paying the money. So Rashi says, "Uksava Rova, Hai Potter Eved Ugdi Kama, Eved Mishum the Ain Tashlum in the Eved. Minara Adalas Kama the Rab Minay." Well, see, because there's no payments for the Eved. Ela B'Mokem Kenas B'Shara Muit, V'Yagdi Mishum the Hovda Lavreach, Avol Mishum the Kamlei B'the Rab Minay Le Potterle. But there's no Ptur of Kamlei B'the Rab, and there's no Chiyuv Misa here. The Uksava Kasiel Eishah Mishum Amaynay. If your fire goes and kills somebody, you're Potter Misa. Because Eish is only like your mammon. For Yen can't chiyuv misa. There's no chiyuv misa here. So that's the halacha, therefore, that if your Eish killed the Eved, you're potter on the Eved. Not because Kamla the Rabbine, but because there's no chiyuv to pay the Demeho Eved. There's no such chiyuv to pay the Demeho Eved. So this is the what? That's only if your shor killed it, the knas to pay shloishim. Here your shor, it's not your shor that killed. It's your eish. There's no din shloishim by eish. But the kasha is though, but why don't you have to pay the domim, the value? So that's Rabbi's kasha. So for here we see you don't have to pay the domim through your mazik of eish. So Mar says no. Ha'omer Resh Lakish going she hates it, the gufa shall have it. Resh Lakish learns, you know why the case over here is that you're potter from paying the value of the Eved, like really it's a kasha, why not? If you have your Eish, your fire went and burnt up an Eved, so Resh Lakish holds Eishoi Mishum Amaynai, that your fire is like your money, it's like your shore. So we say now, your shore kills an Eved, in a case that you don't have to pay Shloshim, you still have to pay the value of the Eved, it's not worse than you a Mazik, you ruined him. So here also, when your Eish burns up an Eved, you should also have to pay the value of the Eved, Al Tehezik. So why does it say over here, you're potter from paying that? So Resh Lakish himself answers, V'omer Resh Lakish, Kegoin She'ahetzitz Beguf Resh Levin. Here we're talking about the fire, not that you lit a fire here and it went and burned up the field and burnt the Eved. We're talking about you took the fire itself and you put it on the Eved. Kegoin She'ahetzitz Beguf Resh Levin. De'kom Leib V'Rabminei. Now the locker is there, it's called Kom Leib V'Rabminei. That when you take fire and mamish put it on the Eved, that you chayv for that, you chayv misa. Therefore we say, Kom Leib V'Rabminei. So therefore, that's why you're potter from paying the domim.
because you chayiv mita. But maybe if you didn't put the fire on the eved himself, you didn't mamish kill him, then it's only your mom and your esh that went and killed him, then maybe you would have to pay the damim, the value of the eved. So far we have no proof to say that if your esh does damage, kills somebody, you won't have to pay the damim, maybe you would. So Gemara says, I have a proof from over here. The Tanya will learn. Choyme b'esh mibavor. The mazik of esh is more strict than the mazik of bor. Sho'esh mu'edis lechol bein dover ruyula bein dover shen ruyula. No matter what fire destroys, you have to pay for it. Ma'ashenken b'bor. Ma'ashenken b'bor. If Caleb fall into a bor, we hold your potter. Caleb bor is potter on Caleb. Vilu sho'esh mishalem mishalem b'kavor nedomim ma'ashenken b'bor l'gatoni. But it doesn't say this. Why doesn't it say this then? That esh, if it kills somebody, it has to pay damim. And by bor, you don't have that. Why doesn't it say it? In the case where it's not common with Rav Minei. So Mar says, true, maybe it is dilma toni b'shayim. Maybe really it's supposed to be there, just left it out. So Mar says, el rov, if so, gufa iboyim iboyilei. So el rov, rather, Mar says, really had this for shayla. So Rashi says, how do you ask that? We asked the question before. It's not really it's a real question. The Gemara before just meant to ask it for a question. This is what the way Rav is said to Rabbah. If you tell me now there's such a yisoy, that when your shor kills somebody, shle the kavona. So since the shor is not chayes kila, you don't have to pay kaifa, but still you tell me there's a chayiv domin. You have to pay the value al nezek. If so, what's going to be if your fire kills somebody? There'll be a question then. Yesh damim, esh hashlam bekavonamai. What's going to be when your esh kills somebody? Will you also have to pay damim or not? He asked for a question. Marzadel Rava Gufi Boy Mibar. Rava asked for a question. Esh hashlam bekavonamai. In the case where a guy made a fire and it went and killed somebody without your intentions, me mishalim damim my light. Does the Baal Eish have to pay the value of the person or not? Me or me, do we say, God be sure who, only by an ox, did the Kavon and Mishalim Kaifa? By the Pasha, the Mazik of Shor, there the terrorists are clearly, that if your Shor goes and kills a person, if the Shor kills somebody, so you have to pay Kaifa. That's what the terrorist says. If your Shor killed the Kavon, you have to pay Kaifa. The Shor is supposed to be killed, and the Baal Eish has to pay Kaifa. So therefore we say, Shaloi b'kavona mishalim domin. Then we say that if Yeshua killed without kavona, you have to pay domin. Avul eishov, in the case of fire, to be kavona loy mishalim kaifa, avul eishov. But with your fire, to be kavona loy mishalim kaifa, if you lit a fire, and the kavona to kill somebody, and the fire went to kill them, you're potter from paying kaifa. It's only by Yeshua there's a chiyat kaifa, not by your eish. And if you're eishim mishim amaynoi, you're potter from isa. If so, shalev b'kavon anami loy mishalem domin. Maybe when your esh kills without your intentions, also you're part of a pain domin. Oy duma, maybe no. Kiv on the gabe shor shalev b'kavon. It's since when a shor kills somebody shalev b'kavon. Af agav the leka kaif, even though there's no chidush of the Torah to pay kaif, still minas svara we say mishalem domin. You have to pay for the value of that person, because it's a svara. If your shor went and killed somebody, it's not worse than your shor would do damage to him. Just like if your shor would do damage to him, you would have to pay for the damage. So now when your shor killed him, you should have to pay his whole value for the damage you did. If so, if that's a svara, can be eish or nami. Maybe by eish, by your fire, it should be the same svara also. Af agav the kavona. Loi mishalim kaifri, but if eish kills the kavona. Avad, you don't have to pay kaifri, there's no xeris cost of the kaifam. But maybe shloi the kavon and miyam mishalim damim. For lo yadinu, and this rubber does not know teiku. This tank is a suffix. He meant to ask it for shayla, and this tank is a good shayla. Do you have to pay damim or not? Now the Gemara says, Ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he said over Omer Rav Yechanan, that koife mai. What's going to be the loch of koife? Now he asked him some, in the cases where the shore kills, Shalad the kavona, so you have to pay kaifer or not? So he said, Tamalem, the Pasuk says in kaifer, which we dash in the rabba is kaifer, shalad the kavona, to kaifer the kavona. That he holds, yes, you do have to pay kaifer. If your shor kills somebody, shalei dekavona, so even though we do not kill the shor, still the bala shor has to pay koifa. Omalei avayis, avayis is back, elam yativ, so, eva nami, maybe by an eva also, my what should be the locha. Talmud, you want to tell me there also, the pasuk says, im eva, the rabbi established on the kavona, ki eva bekavona, so why don't you make the same drasha by eva also? The pasuk says, im eva, if your shor kills an eva, so why don't we say, even if Yeshua kills an Eved Shlodi Kavona, that the Shor was not killed, maybe still the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim. V'chitem, maybe you want to tell me, Yochanan, is that true? Maybe you do. So the Mar, no. V'omer Reshlokas said, that Shor Shehei Meshes Eved Shlodi Kavona Potem Shloshim Shkolim. Reshlokas said, not like that. Reshlokas says, that if somebody Shor kills an Eved, and the Shor didn't have Kavona to kill him, so since the shor is potter from skila, you don't have to pay shloshim. It's not like a yechinen. So Amalek, you send back. What kind of kasher is this? Gavra karamis. Yeskim yekasher from Rish Lakish. I didn't say Rish Lakish. I said Rabbi Yechinen. Rabbi Dimi said it's what Rabbi Yechinen said. So enichnami. It's machlokes. Rabbi Yechinen, Rish Lakish. And then Mar says ki yosi rov and Rabbi Yechinen. Eved mai. What's going to be the lacha by an eved in the case where your shor kills an eved shlo de kavana? So he says Talmud Loimer Posik says im eved. The rabbi said, "Vishlo bekavona, kevin bekavona, enichanami." Says clearly that if your eved kills, if your shor kills neved, shlo bekavona, still the bala shor has to pay shloshim. For the gemara, the Rish Lakish nami neimo. According to Rish Lakish, also why don't we say, "Me di eved im eved loy dorish zechura kayfirim kayfinam la dorish." Just like Rish Lakish doesn't dash an eved, he should not dash an kayfir either. Amri loy, I'll tell you not like that. Eved in Eved Le Dorish, he wasn't a Kavod at Yerusha. Even though the Pasuk says, Im Eved, it's only if Yeshua kills Neved the Kavona, that the Shor is Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila, that's when the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim. But if the Shor kills Shlei the Kavona, the Baal HaShor is Potter from Shloshim. He doesn't dashen Im Eved. But I'll tell you, Kaifrim, Kaifa Dorish, here it does dashen. Therefore, Shlokish maybe would admit that if Yeshua kills the Ben Chorish Shlei the Kavona, you would have to pay Kaifa. For the Gemara, Maishin Eved, in Eved, what's the difference? Umayshino, Eved in Eved like Sib b'makom tashlumim. The extra word in Eved doesn't say b'makom tashlumim. But Kaifer in Kaifer like Sib b'makom tashlumim. But the word Kaifer in Kaifer there it does say b'makom tashlumim. So therefore, maybe Kaifer Shlokish would agree to. But in Eved there it doesn't agree to. He holds if you kill an Eved Shlokish, the Kavona, the Baal HaShor is Potter from Shloshim. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein b'ben oy b'bas. The same thing if your shor kills a kid or a daughter or a girl. Tana Rabbon, oy ben yigach oy bat yigach lechayev alakal alaktanim kedolim. Doesn't make a difference what your shor killed a kid. If he killed a kid or an adult, still you have to pay kaifa. And more of a loy dinner real to svara. Hoyo vechayev odim biyodim. If a man kills another man, he's chayev misa. Vechayev shor biyodim. And when the shor kills a man, also the shor is chayev skila. Ma kishachayev odim biyodim. Just like when a man kills another man. There's no difference if you kill an adult or you kill the child. The same with the Torah says that if your shor kills a man, that you have to pay kaifer, and the shor is chayiv skila, should also be in svara like techla. There should be no difference by ben ketanim legderlim. Whether you did a ketanim or a gderlim, there shouldn't be any difference. So, like, what do we need a pasuk for? The yod, and secondly, kal v'chaymo, have a kal v'chaymo. Umar odim v'yodim shlo yosu b'ketanim k'gdolim. Madach odim v'yodim. We do not make ketanim like a gdolim. That means if a katan kills somebody, a katan is potter from Misa. It's only if a gadol kills somebody. But if a kid kills somebody, we don't give him a punishment. Shlo yosu b'ketanim k'gdolim. Still chayiv by a ketanim k'gdolim. If a gadol kills a kid, the person is chayiv misa, if so,